This is the Tuesday, April 26th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. Got you covered with a variety of NBA action tonight. Three more playoff games as they heat up in the postseason.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, this morning joined by Aaron Dolan. How are you, Aaron?
Good. Just, you know, coming off a Sixers loss, you know, as expected.
I was about to say, how are the spirits this morning after they did not take care of business at home in a closeout game?
Oh, my goodness. Gosh, the stats against Doc Rivers are just terrible. But yeah, I mean, typical Sixers. Nothing surprises me. I should actually make sure it's typical Sixers. They probably sell out.
There was no way Doc and Harden were going to make this a five-game series. Like, just make it easy on everyone.
No way.
So
no.
You kind of saw it coming. Let's turn the page. Suns fans don't have a ton of sympathy for you because Booker's hurt and their series is tied 2-2. Some sixes out there, but there's mostly 6.5. I like the Pelicans and the points. There definitely is a chance that the stage is a little too big for the young guns and, you know, the veterans, the non-Booker player studs for Phoenix just kind of roll and push this out to double digits and win. But I have to grab the points here. I think that's going to be another slugfest.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. I mean, I'm going to go double result Suns, just because the Suns have been up at half in every single game. It's just about them kind of getting it done in that second half. I just think the Pelicans, you know, they just won by 15. They out-rebounded Phoenix. They also went 32 for 42 from the free throw line, whereas Phoenix just had 15 foul shots that they could even take. So I just think there was a lot of things that seemingly went in the Pelicans' favor, and I just don't think that will be the case in this game. I think they'll actually just get it done, but you make a great point with the Pelicans covering. That's why I'm staying away from the spread altogether and just doing that double result. And then one prop I kind of have my eye on leaning here is CP3 over 32.5 points and assists. He obviously had a terrible game last game, 4 points, 11 assists, and he has hit over this points and assists prop in two of the other four games. And obviously, if the Suns are going to get it done, he needs to have a big game. So trying to correlate some things together there.
Yeah, no, it's totally fair. Monty Williams talked about the free throw disparity, but the counterpoint is, look, Booker led you guys in free throw attempts during the regular season. Yeah. He's obviously not playing. You guys are one of the teams like worst in the NBA in terms of number of free throw attempts per game. So this is not that much of an outlier, but he did feel the need to do it. Maybe he gets a favorable whistle tonight. I want to go to Atlanta and Miami. This number touched 6.5 for the most part. I was laying 7, so I got the bad number there. I thought it would go the other way, but I like the Heat here. They've been the more dominant team. I think they kind of broke the will of Atlanta in the last game. Trey Young says he's never been guarded this effectively. I think the Heat have that maturity and mental toughness that the Sixers lack. So I think we see a strong performance from the Heat and close this one out, especially without Kyle Lowry. They don't want to mess around.
I agree with you. I would lay it with the Heat in this one. I mean, last game, he closed -2 with the absence of Lowry. That wasn't obviously a problem. They won by 24. They've had 3 double-digit victories already in the series. Now, with Trae Young, a lot of times in these spots, you're thinking, okay, well, he's just going to go off and try to keep it close. But I will mention in game 1 and game 4, he had a combined 17 points in those two games. So they absolutely can limit him. And without Lowry, there's other players that they can put on him. Gabe Vincent, Kyle Martin, things like that. So I'm actually going to go with Young under 37.5. points, rebounds, and assists. He's only hit over this once with 38 par, so slightly hitting over that. I just think in these clutch situations, yes, he can be good. He might put up a ton of points, but I don't think he's going to get over 37.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
Yeah, and last game, the game total went way under. Both halves went under. So the defense is clamping down. That obviously lends itself to some unders and props. The next game, sandwiched between these two in terms of start time, Minnesota and Memphis. I have no feel for this. I think it's right on the number. Grizzlies laying 6. If I had to, I would lay it. But then like an hour ago, I was probably thinking I'd grab the 6. Both teams played really well. I would play the under. That's my favorite play on this game. I was heavy on it over the weekend. It was my best bet and really still had a chance, even though they were shooting lights out the entire game. So I just think even with the pace and everything, I just think it's too big of a number. So I'm going to have to side with the under here.
Yeah, it's really tough to kind of handicap this one just because the series has been going so back and forth. I just think if I did have to play this, I'd lay it with Memphis only because so much went in Minnesota's favor. I mean, they went to the line 40 times. They went 18 for 36 from beyond the arc, and they just barely won that game. Obviously, this one's going to be on the road for Minnesota. I don't see Towns having such a big performance. So I also, again, a lean here with a big player, Ja Morant, over 35 and a half points and assists. He's got to be due for a big game at some point. I mean, he was great in that first game. He's had over 10 assists in three straight. He had 15 assists last game, but was limited to just 11 points. I just think at some point he's going to flip that switch on, I'm hoping. So I'm going to say Ja Morant over 35 and a half points and assists.
Yeah, okay. I mean, look, with the total that high, I can't blame you for taking it over in a prop. I just wonder if he's just distributing so much, they're forcing the ball out of his hand. But you know what?
I know.
Like you said, he is due. So we shall see. All right. Sounds good. Another exciting night in the NBA. We got the Nets eliminated finally, so we don't have to hear about that unless there's more news surfacing. But that sort of ended our national nightmare on that whole saga. But good luck to everyone. We're back on at 6 Eastern, ESPN2 today. We'll have some adjusted times as we get closer to the draft. We'll go a little earlier in the day. But best of luck to everyone.